Hello, everyone. Welcome to the very first edition of Wine Reviews with the Geeky Somm. Please follow me on Instagram at Geeky Somm. Today, our very first review is a Nebbiolo di Alba from a producer called San Silvestro, vintage 2015, and a sub-vineyard called Brumo. We're kind of going to go through the structure of the wine reviews. They will consist of a visual descriptor, a structure descriptor, possible pairings, and then a rating from 1 to 5. The ratings go from 1, where it's something you will not finish. Someone gives you something, and you're like, okay, it's great, I tried it, but I will definitely not be finishing this because it's not something I would like. Second is a social drink, something that if it was given for free and there was nothing else to drink, then you would actually drink it. The third category is good, something that would be good to enjoy every day, something you would keep around, you would showcase to folks you invite. The fourth category is very good, which is your highlight of your day, something that has some extraordinary facet or element to it that you, or story even, that you find very appealing, or even to the point where it's a really good value, where the quality of what you're getting for the price make it a 4. And then the last category is like the best thing ever, which is something that you would hold for a special occasion. So going back to our review of the San Silvestro Nebbiolo di Alba of 2015, in color, what we see is a garnet color. Now, garnet color normally represents something that's either old or it's Nebbiolo. In this case, it's Nebbiolo. If we go into the nose and palate, we find that the primary flavors are sour cherries and dried plums. The secondary flavors would be floral violets, tar and leather, and even black pepper notes in this wine. In the structure, we have the first thing, which is tannins, and tannins is the astringency you get when you drink wine. And in this type of wine, the tannins are very high. They feel like you have sand in your mouth, and it requires something very fatty to cut it. The next element is acid. Acid here is what makes you salivate when you are drinking wine. So a good exercise would be have a sip of wine, then immediately, once you swallow, open your mouth and see how much you salivate, and that's kind of a gauge for acidity. In this case, it's medium plus for this particular wine. The alcohol content on this is also high. Now, alcohol content, a medium rating would be something between 12% and 13%. Medium plus would be 13 to 14, and anything about 14, 14.5 is considered high. So this guy has definitely high alcohol. The pairings for this particular wine is ribeye or some other fatty meat, or in general fatty foods, because it needs something to cut those big, large tannins away. In our rating scale, I would give this a 2, just because on its own, it's not very complex, as we said, through the primary flavors. It has a lot of tannins, which require food. And if you're really going to indulge in that type of food, then there's probably a better pairing that will go and complement the dish better than this Nebbiolo. Hope you enjoyed it, and if you do see it and you think you can try it, you should try it and get your own take on this wine. Thank you.